Triple M, it's Alan for Breakfast right across the southwest. And you've been hearing a bit about this, a bit of buzz on Back Beach because of it. This inflatable surfing reef, this air wave that we've heard so much about. And to chat to me about where we're at with it now is Troy from Waveco, the creator, the man behind it. One of the few people, I assume, but definitely somewhat of a genius, sitting down with me now. Until it's proven. Troy, how are you, mate?
Good, L. I love the genius tag. It's nice, yeah.
Well, if it works, you will be a genius. This is going to be in hot demand if it does, if you do pull it off.
Yeah, the demand will be great. Like we're already getting expressions of interest for orders all around the world. So we've preloaded it.
Yep.
If it goes in and goes off, it's going to go off.
Well, what's happened so far is we saw last week it was beginning to be put into Back Beach, but there's been a setback.
We've had a small tear which has increased in size. We had an unprecedented swell come through in the period we're putting it in. We kind of wanted to get it in before Christmas for the kids and have it up and running. We were a little bit hasty with that decision. So if it's received some conditions that it wouldn't normally get in the install process. It's eventually bought it undone.
Yeah, that's a bit unfortunate. So what does that mean? We've got a huge delay now. How do you fix that?
Look, we're going to assess it. We're going to assess it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We're going to dive on it, have another look, see if it's repairable. If it's irreparable, we're going to replace it.
Okay.
And that time frame is probably going to be 2 months. So mid-Feb.
Yep.
Before we can see another one out there, but we are committed to putting a bona fide strong structure out there.
Mm-hmm. Once it's in, can it be torn? Once it's already installed properly?
No, it's designed. It's a bit. It's a bit fallible in that install period if there's prevailing conditions that aren't suitable for it. But once it's in there and supported by the sand and it's got integrity, it's designed to withstand 4 meter swells.
Yeah, and then so once it's in, what's it actually going to do?
It just creates a shallow spot. It's like a bombora type effect, but it's a bombora which is close to the beach. So what it does, it actually on the shallow section, it makes it peak.
Mm-hmm.
And then because it's in shallower water, that peak will stay and roll all the way through to the beach. So it's just designed to make a shallow spot.
And because Back Beach does have plenty of swell, I was walking past the other day and I can see all the waves crashing, but the problem is they're just way too in. They're almost right on the shore, which no one can really surf on.
No, it's terrible. Bumby's known for its closeouts.
Yeah, okay. And so I don't know, is that a surfing term? I don't know.
closeouts when it kind of the whole lot just goes at once all the way along the beach. And it makes that boom noise that you hear from your house. If you're one of the ones with a pool and got a bit ocean view, you can hear it. No, I understand that too. Yeah.
So the plan is now reassess. You're going to do that tomorrow. Have a look at it. Check out what the damage looks like, and then from there you make a decision whether it's going to be a 2 month wait, whether you have to wait for conditions to improve. I assume.
Yeah. Look, we were intending to put it in around about Jan Feb anyway.
Yeah, but I remember you saying that to me when we met on the beach.
100%. Yeah. So. We should have it up and running within 2 months.
Yeah.
You know, because the trial period is for this winter, really.
Yeah.
To see if it gets through a winter. And then if it gets through a winter, Bunbury City Council go, well, you know what, let's have another four.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so we've already signed the paper for if that happens, Bunbury will have four. And if Bunbury do have four, it becomes a surf destination, bona fide.
Absolutely. Mm. I did notice as well, just to wrap it up, that Bunbury put up a presser yesterday talking about the tear and said that cost was not going to be given back to the city. That's going to be on you guys. Do you have insurance on this thing, or is that just going to be a out-of-pocket expense?
No, you can't insure these things.
I didn't think so.
I think Lloyds of London would kind of take a very large very large hammer and beat you around the head with it, you know? So we decided to kind of Bunbury to take ownership over after a month, proved itself for a month in the ocean, and that's still the case. And that means that Bunbury won't spend any more money on it, which is cool with us, and it's down to us.
Okay.
It's our responsibility, and we'll take care of that.
Well, I'm excited. A lot of people are. There's a lot of buzz out there, and we're hoping that once it's installed and it's finally in there, it does exactly what we hope it does. Because I'm pumped for it, and you're right, it will turn Bunbury to a surfing destination if we can pull this off. So I'm rooting for you. And if people want more information, they can check out your website, waveco.com.au. And don't be a stranger. Keep us up to date. I love it.
Thanks, Hill. I appreciate it. Nice to meet you again, man.